Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, March 12th. Tune in Thursday tunes. I don't know. What do you think it should be? We're working on a new title for today, but I try to have a song. Some song that either goes with the passages or something that stuck out to me this past week. If you have a song that you'd like to suggest, let me know, and we'll see if we can get the rights and permissions for it. I am continuing to record in my closet sessions. Of course, I'm doing this in advance because today, this Thursday, I'm returning from a conference in Alexandria, Virginia, called the Ascent Network, and I look forward to talking more about that in the days to come. In Romans today, we're in chapter 13, starting in verse 8, and we'll go through the end of the chapter in verse 14. Remember, we're in the practical implications section of the book of Romans, and Paul is addressing things like humility and forgiveness and the fact that we, as brothers and sisters in Christ, will encounter conflict. But ultimately, the law of love is what should guide us. And this draws us back to the Torah, where the greatest commandments are to love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love fulfills the law, starting in verse 8. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commands there may be, are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissensions and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Before we move on, I just want to talk about how God's love should impact our love. So in Romans 8, we learn that nothing can separate us from the love of God. We're going to hear that as our tune at the end of the podcast today from the choral anthem on Sunday. And that love that perfectly fulfilled the law in Christ should well up in us to make us a people who love God and our neighbor. Here again, the gospel has very practical implications. It calls us to behave decently and to have proper conduct, to be self-controlled and pure and Christ-like. The image of clothing ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ is elsewhere in the scriptures. And if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, Dr. James K.A. Smith came and he preached on putting on Christ takes practice from Colossians 3, 12 through 17. You can go back through the sermon archives and see that sermon. But one of his illustrations was a little kid putting on a shirt. When they're putting on the shirt, when they're little, they need help. But as they grow, they no longer need the help because they've practiced. That repeated practice helps them to get good at putting on their clothing. And the same is true for us. Through repeated practices, through renewal of the mind, through prayer and Christian habits and reading and community, hopefully we become a people who can clothe ourselves naturally in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the same concept is true in the Psalms. David is continually renewing his mind with who God is, even in sticky situations. He cries out to the Lord, and he assures himself that the Lord has heard his cry. Psalm 61, for the director of music, with stringed instruments, of David. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shadow of your wings. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will ever sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together on this Thursday Tune Day. I have a wonderful choral anthem for you. Here are some of the lyrics. Nothing can separate. Nothing can separate us from the love of our God. No earthly terror can break us down. We will stand against the roar. No raging flood is deep enough to keep us from this shore. Reminds me of the psalm today. Lead us to the rock, Lord, the rock that is higher than I. Will you pray with me? Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters that today you would give them everything they need, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually, and socially. Would you remind them that your love is unshakable? Would you help them in their pursuit of loving others in the same manner? Continually reroute our brain function to go to the places where we need them to go of loving neighbor as ourselves. May we do this by the power of your Holy Spirit, who is at work in us. Please be with those who are hurting in our fellowship today. We call out their names to you in prayer. We also lift up to you a hurting world in need of redemption. Oftentimes we feel so inept, so inadequate, so unable to do anything. Two things we ask, Lord, that you would help us to know where we can be of service and of help. And help us to make a difference in someone's life today. And if we cannot make a change in this world, Lord, fix our eyes on you, the one in whom all power and glory and majesty reigns. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.